But Emily, will I make my money back?
Hey everyone, I'm Emily Reagan, and you've discovered Unicorns Unite. This is a podcast for freelancers, service providers, virtual assistants, and curious listeners who would like to experience the freedom and flexibility of working virtually. We're the magic makers, movers and shakers, and the real people doing the work behind the scenes of online businesses. Welcome to Unicorns Unite.
Hey, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Emily Reagan. I have been freelancing in this online business space since 2009 when I took on my first client. And now I have this podcast to help other freelancers get started, to help virtual assistants, digital marketing assistants. I really like to encourage military spouses, stay-at-home moms, teachers, professional and corporate women to take the leap into the online world and transition their skills, especially if they're experiencing burnout in their own life and they need a better work-life balance. Freelancing can provide that. I'm all about the three F's: freedom, flexibility, and can you guess the last one? Not what you're thinking, financial stability. And freelancing does that for me. So let's call it the four F's. It's not easy. You know, it's hard to just start from nothing. And that's why I have this podcast here. Lots of good episodes to help you get started. And I talk to a lot of new people who are just getting started and they have some questions when it comes to what to invest in and what's worth their time. And it's interesting because I was talking to one of my new students in my course, and she had tried to do things on the cheap, tried to take a couple Udemy classes, and it just wasn't working out for her. It wasn't very good quality. I'm like, you do get what you pay for, guys. So you need to think about that when you're investing in a training program. And there's a big difference between people out there who are teaching and doing. I'm a practitioner. I do the work and I teach you how I do it. But not all freelance coaches are like that. A lot of people have scaled out because they started hating freelancing or feeling burnout, and they've scaled out and they realize, hey, I can make more money teaching people how to do it, right? So be aware when you're looking at these courses, does this person even do this anymore? Because this is a dynamic space. Like, this is always changing. And somebody who was a VA 5 years ago teaching you how to be a VA now is not the same world. And if they have to go out and hire a bunch of other people to put together their tech trainings for them to teach you how, something's not right. I'm going to be pretty clear and open and honest with you in this podcast, and I usually watch what I say a little bit. I try to think things out and just know that I'm a better writer and I'm better with like writing out my thoughts than I am speaking them. So me to do a podcast like this, it kind of puts me in an uncomfortable zone. But I was listening to this other podcast recently, and it was a fellow VA coach, and it's one of my top favorite podcasts I like listening to. And she interviews these very high-level business owners. So I couldn't help but listen. And I heard this VA coach say she didn't want to teach the how. She didn't want to teach VAs how to do the work, and she didn't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole. And I was just shocked. And I thought, that's what I'm doing. I'm teaching people actually how to build the profitable skills so they can have a successful freelance business, so they can experience freedom, financial stability, and flexibility. And so to hear her say that she didn't even want to touch him, I was just like, this is not okay. And there's another big VA coach out there who has a big course and it's very popular, but it also doesn't give the skills on how to do it. And like, I'm on the struggle bus with that, guys, because if you're going to invest in yourself, you need to walk away with something that you can actually implement, that you can repeat, that you can have confidence in, because this is what I see in this online space. Every single client is in a different situation and they need you to come into their business, have the leadership skills, have the strategic knowledge, and have the tactical skills to do the work, to implement the work, not just a pretty logo and pretty onboarding processes. You can stand your business on its own two feet when you can do the work. And those pretty onboarding, that pretty logo, those font colors, that will all fall into place as you get in and you refine the work and you do it. So I have people who are looking at the price of these different courses, and I've done my homework, guys. I got an MBA. I've done the strategic SWOT analysis here, and I've been looking at what other people cost and what they price their programs, and I'm noticing how there's headhunter VA coaches who charge $5,000, and there's programs as high as $6,000, and there's programs that don't teach the how, and then there's little tiny programs that you question the quality because of this price perception. And I've done my homework here. And so when somebody asked, will I get my money back? What are you really wondering here? Is this course valuable and will it teach me something that I can apply? Or is this something that I can count on myself to follow through with? So let's unpack both of those situations right here, right now. There are courses out there that will make you faster, make you more organized, and help with your sanity. And those are absolutely worth it. If they make you better at your job, it can be worth the investment. Because when you think about it, the Benjamin Franklin quote I love, for every minute spent in organizing, an hour is earned. So it can be absolutely worth it to do courses that help you get better with your workflows or with your SOPs and processes. And a lot of freelancers need that when they're getting ready to scale, when they've booked out and they need to start working smarter instead of harder. But you have to know what the position you're in. If you still need to build your reputation, build your experience, build up your clientele, then you're in this stage, the startup stage of business. You're not in the scale or the growth stage. You're in the startup stage where you're still validating your offer and your business idea, and you're just trying to work with as many clients as possible. So the courses someone needs in the startup stage are a lot different. Sometimes they help them with big wins, like get a website up, or it's something like a membership that puts you in a group of people with the right clientele so you can get business. Or it could be something where you're actually learning the skill, like investing in a Facebook course to learn Facebook ads, or maybe it's a course to learn website design. All of that stuff can help you start and then be able to build your business. And then there's other courses that help you in the refinement, help you get better with your marketing, with your sales, with your presentation, with all of those fine skills. And that's, again, for the growth and the scale-up stage. So courses in general, they either teach you something, a skill you can turn around and apply, repeat for clients, or they might help you work faster, improve your workflows, improve your organization, and that all just helps with your profitability. So yeah, a course can be worth it. You can totally get your money back if that's what you're actually doing for your business, if you are going to implement it. Now, the other question, can I get my money back, is really about you. Can you trust in yourself? When it comes to the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School, it is an investment of $2,400. And that's because you are getting an entire business in your box. And it's something you can turn around and take these skills and apply it to your current business, future business, and use it to market yourself. These are skills that you can turn around and do the same exact thing for clients and make your money back tenfold. So let me break it down for you for a second. The average cost for a 3-hour college credit course is over $3,000. When I looked it up online, it was $3,200. And one college course does not make you eligible to work. You cannot actually earn your money back from taking Psych 101. You have to go up the level of education, put in the work, usually get a master's to be able to really earn that back. And that's not the same with every degree. I get it. Psych is probably a bad example. But even a trade school, you have to be able to put all the pieces together. And then within about a year, you can go out and work. So to think about something, and if you're going to get your money back, you have to like look at the hard, cold truth here. How quick can you start implementing it? That's really the question, because a quicker payback period means you'll get your money back. But the deeper question here is, can you trust yourself to do the work? Can you trust yourself to go all in with something and commit to it and actually apply it? It comes down to a lot of factors, personal factors there. Are you somebody who follows through? And a really good exercise is to go back and look at your past list of accomplishments, what you've done in your past job, in your previous education, what have been some of your big wins, and look at what you've done. You are capable of following through and doing things that are very important to you. Yeah, some of us have had some bad business decisions. I regret selling Mary Kay back in 2011, okay? That was kind of like a hobby board housewife type thing. But, you know, we've all made mistakes. And just because you failed at something in the past doesn't mean you're going to fail at this new thing. And I think that's really the deeper question is, will I follow through? Is this just another flaky idea? And the reason why I wanted to talk through this is the digital marketing work that you're learning in this course, even if you don't come out and become a VA right away, are skills that you can apply across your life. And stick with me here. I was talking to my teammate, Nicole, She's a teacher and she now has digital marketing and SEO skills and she helps me with my blog. And now she turns around and her school wants her help doing the same type of work, getting help updating websites and whatnot. So even though she, you know, if she could never have like walked into the job of working as a freelancer, she still has skills that she can turn around and use that are useful in her everyday life. And that's because of the way this online world has grown and changed and how dominant e-commerce is in learning electronic software management systems and customer relationship tools and even the work we're doing in PTA for Facebook groups. I had one friend say that she was organizing like a mom fundraiser for her soccer team and she got everyone together over on a Slack channel just to be able to coordinate some things and everyone was so impressed because they'd never been over on Slack before. So these are skills that can apply to other parts of your life. And that's not necessarily like a loss, is it? That's not necessarily a failure if you like to learn, but the question is, are you going to turn it into a business? Now, if you do the math on some of this payback period, it's really not bad because the thing about this, and you can go back and listen to a previous episode, there's a low startup cost when it comes to online business. Right? You can start a services-based business with very low startup. You don't even technically have to have a website or social. I talk about this on another episode, but you really don't have to invest in too much and you have a quick start. And a quick start means a quick payback period. It's really on you to get clients. And that's really the tricky thing. People are afraid of selling themselves, afraid of putting themselves out there, having that sales talk. And that's why as part of my Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School that is currently open right now and closing soon, I am bringing in a sales coach to help my students work through that process because that's the most uncomfortable thing and that's the thing that will get you clients. That's the thing that'll make or break you. That and having a positive attitude and not listening to the negative self-talk and quitting. That's like another podcast for another time. But having their ability to articulate your skills, your hard skills and your soft skills, and tell business owners how you can help them and then step into that role officially as their independent contractor on their team. A sales strategist, Tracy Patterson, is going to come in and talk about authentic selling because you don't have to follow a script. You don't have to make it uncomfortable. You can authentically show up as yourself and be you and still make sales. Like you don't have to be scared of selling. And that's how you make your money back in the course is you have to be willing to put yourself out there, at least for my course. That's because my course is giving you hard skills that you're supposed to turn around and implement. And I was kind of explaining earlier the other courses that just make you work smarter, like remind you to like organize your folders better or whatever. Those have immediate effect on how you do the work, right? But not in your actual learning and not in like gaining clients and gaining paychecks. Let me break it down. When it comes down to ROI, it's very helpful to know your final value of your investment. And it's hard to calculate because as a freelancer, you might start off at $25 an hour and then you start up leveling. You start getting up to 30, 35, 40, 50. Next thing you know, you have packages, you have projects, you have day rates. So it can be really hard to calculate the actual final investment on this until after the fact. But if you were to start right now at $30 an hour and take on part-time work at 20 hours a week, you could easily make your money back on the Digital Marketing Assistant School in less than a month because that would be $600 a week. Go back, you can scribble down on a paper. That's $2,500 a month. That blows college out of the water. For college, I spent 4 years sinking into a hole of debt that I couldn't immediately repay right away because I did a journalism degree, which was not the smartest thing, but it's not like I could make that money back in a month. No way. And I don't even know doctors who can because of all of the debt that they're in. Doctors go to school, by the way. I've heard this from some of my friends. They learn all about medical, but then they don't learn how to run a practice and how to actually go like market themselves that way. So like that's a whole nother thing that like you should get me into. Now, I feel like I would upset my mom with this podcast talking about college, and in no way am I discouraging you, your child, or anyone from going to college. But the thing about college that gets me is I did not learn anything applicable. Like I could not walk out and edit video. I could not immediately apply what I had learned theory-wise. Like I needed time on the job learning how to do the thing. Even my first newspaper job. Yeah, I'd done editing, I'd done tons of writing, but until you're there in the newsroom figuring out how that works and learning, truly learning AP style on the go by making mistakes, and you just learn more than you ever could, like on the job in the position. I'm getting ahead of myself. I wanted to do another math breakdown for you. If you were to make $45 an hour, so say you're like somebody like me, you're coming to the table, you're starting fresh as a digital marketer or freelancer, but you have a good skill already. Like I came from the PR world. I could write a press release. I can easily command $45 an hour for writing a press release. In fact, that's undercharging, but it's somewhere to start and it's somewhere to start solidly. And it is value price, so I can do that. But so say you're making $45 an hour, say you're gearing up to a full work week, you could have a course, a $2,400 course paid off in 2 weeks because that's $1,800 a week. It's totally possible for you. But even the lifetime value of having any type of this work, it's crazy. Like when I do the math on me making $2,500 a month for my family in 1 year, that's $30,000. I mean, that used to be my paycheck at my nonprofit, right? That's amazing. And then you multiply that by five, like that's contributing $150,000 to your family's finances that you did not have before. And what I love so much about these skills, especially digital marketing, is I've seen people completely 180 their careers in the online space and just fall in love with it. I have multiple women in my course who were business owners and realized they love the digital marketing skills and then decided to offer that to other business friends because they were asking them, because it was in demand. There is a huge market demand for these skills and not everybody can do it because they're concentrating on other things. They have other passions. And so I have a couple students who started off one thing and they're learning, actually, I'm really good at social media. I'm really good at launching courses and I can make more money doing this than that other thing. And it's fun to see that light bulb and that click and somebody letting go and running with it and not being scared to try it. Like you're not going to hurt anything. And so what? Maybe you're a social media manager for 2 years and you learn you want to do something else. Like you're not going to hurt anybody by trying something new. I've actually had two recent students, Claire and Tanya, both do a complete 180 with these skills. Claire started off as a Broadway costume designer assistant. Like she was helping the actors on Broadway switch their costumes and do all of that during live shows. And of course, the pandemic hit her really big. She was out of work with the pandemic. She was able to take one single digital marketing course with me and turn it into a new full-time gig. And she just got hired as a digital marketing coordinator. Full-time. So no more Broadway. It's not that she can't go back and do it. And this pays way better, you guys. So like, that's such a cool story. And another one of my students, Tanya, she used to be in healthcare. She had another side business and she was kind of playing around with the digital marketing like I told you about. I'm like, hey, I kind of like promoting events. I kind of like this stuff. And she learned digital marketing with me in my course and now got hired full-time with her chamber to work as a marketing director and event director. Isn't that crazy? You just don't know where things will take you. I have another student, Megan Casper, who used to work with the Washington Speakers Bureau. She was traveling with politicians and speakers and helping them on their events. But of course, being a military spouse, being a mom of two, things changed. And so with my help, she was able to transition online. She does social media management, email marketing for a few clients, and she gets to have that balance of working from home, and she can still contribute to her family, get that college fund going, get the travel fund going, make a difference in her IRA. Like that's extra money that makes all the difference. So if you're thinking like, oh, I could just wait, ask yourself, what could $6,000 more do for my family? Because if you start now, you could be making $6,000 in 6 months. Even if you're just working with one single client, keeping it easy, charging $250 a week, that could be $1,000 a month. That could be 12 extra $1,000 a year. For some people, that is such a difference maker. For me, it was a difference maker when I was starting out. And you have the opportunity here to scale that up. At any time, you just press go with your digital marketing skills and you go all in, start up-leveling your packages, your VIP dates, start up-leveling your client quality, and you'll be good to go. You're really investing yourself here. So are you the type of person who, when you get excited about something, you follow through? Do you know what your true why is and why you're doing it? Because that's what keeps me motivated. My why was my children. I wanted a future outside of the military where I didn't have to depend on the military. I wanted to provide a good life to my children, and I have four of them. So me getting my business up and going was my plan B and my security. So if you're doubting yourself and whether you can really do something, I encourage you to remember your why you're doing it, and prioritize it. It's just like prioritizing your health, working out, eating right. You have to make the steps to make it happen if you're serious. All right, so we are talking about, will you get your money back? The people who get their money back are the people who go through the courses, finish them, and apply it. They're the people who show up, do what they say, and follow through. People who invest in these groups and get active. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. The people who get seen, who use it as a networking opportunity, who treat every single course, no matter how big or small, like a $30,000 mastermind. Those are the people who are successful. And if that's you, I know you can do this. The Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School is open right now. You will get the hard skills to build a successful business. I'm all about freedom to build a successful business so you can experience freedom, flexibility, and your own financial stability. So you can get out of a cubicle, so you can call the shots, so you can work above minimum wage, so you can take leave, so you don't have to work for the man. All the good things, guys. It's all good things. I can help you get started. I'd love to have you part of my community. You can find the link to enroll down below this podcast. If you have any questions, reach out to me on Instagram at EmilyReaganPR. I am so happy you're here listening. I'm so happy you're curious about it and making big moves for yourself and to put yourself first. Would you do me a favor? If you have a friend, I see a lot of these women on Facebook. I can only help so many of them. But if you have a friend who's a go-getter who follows through, tell her about this opportunity, even if she doesn't buy my course, even if you just set her on a path where she becomes aware, you could change someone's life. You could give someone an exit strategy, a plan B, and a whole new future by introducing them to this virtual assistant world, because there's so many people who don't know about it. I gotta tell you about something I do. I do a little test. I talk to a lot of moms, especially in Facebook groups, who are whining, and I feel their pain. They're like, I wanna work online, but I don't know what to do. Everything is like MLM, a call center, running an Amazon shop, or seems like a scam. I don't want to have to buy into a pyramid scheme. And I get it. And so a lot of times I reach out to these women. I'm like, you should look into this. This is good. And, you know, I throw them a bone. And the smart ones will take it and run with it. And every now and then in my DMs, I start talking to somebody. Then I do the test. This is how it goes. They're like, I don't know what I would do. And I say, well, you know, digital marketing assistants, like, do this. They help with email. They help with blogging. They help with social media and websites. They start pushing back. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not really good on computers. Like, it's obviously a no. I'm like, well, anything you did in the real life, you can do online now. I'm like, could you take a video and pop it into a transcription service and then pop out the PDF and QC it and send it over to a client, maybe upload it to the right spot? Could you do that? If they're not excited about how stupid easy that is, then I'm like, you're never going to cut it. Like, this isn't the work for you. So I do that with my friends. I'm like, hey, go watch this video. Tell me what you think. Some of them go watch it right away, report right back to me. And guess what? They get hired. They get included. They get referred. The people who are whiny, who don't move forward, they're not even listening to this podcast, you guys. But I'm just telling you this so you can separate yourself. You are the type of person who does it. You're the type of person in listening, who's curious, who's going to take action. You're not the type who's just going to complain and then do nothing. The fact that you're listening to this alone, that you've made it through this podcast, says everything. So you've got it in you. I know it. Now go get it. All right, if you want to enroll in the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School, the doors close March 16th. So if you're listening to this later, hop on the waitlist, get in my community, keep listening to the podcast, and we'll let you know when the doors open again. If you still have 24 hours or less, you know where to go. Links in the show notes. I would love to see your name come through. Okay, talk to you next week.
If you want to start earning income as a digital marketing service provider or digital marketing assistant, you only need your laptop. You can tap into what online business owners really need help with by downloading my top 10 most requested tasks. These are the services I did for years for my clients behind the scenes. You can take this download and apply it to your own business and start by offering these very same services. If you want to niche down in digital marketing, this is your guide. Just use the link in the show notes or go to emilyreaganpr.com/services.
The Benjamin Franklin quote I love is an hour spent organizing. Oh, now I need to look it up. This is why I don't quote people. I don't remember things. Oh my God, I need to like take notes in my brain. It's like my mouth can't keep up with my brain.